And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the YouBeauty.com segment. Thanks for listening. Arthur, now I've got this mole that I can't tell because I haven't taken pictures long enough ago. It's a little smaller than an eraser. It's got regular borders, but it looks like it's got, and it's probably my eyesight, I worry about it getting different colors around the borders. What should I be protecting it with, or do I have to?
You should definitely protect that mole from ultraviolet light, because ultraviolet light has been shown to change moles into melanomas. Generally, it requires a sunburn, but that's controversial. But Mike, first of all, before we get into this discussion, I do want to tell you, the removal of a mole is such a simple thing. It's in the same family of risk as getting a tooth drilled, right? Which is almost nothing. You don't think twice. If you had a cavity in your tooth, you'd get it taken care of. If you or listeners out there have a mole that you're worried about, just get it taken off. Just get it taken off. It's local anesthesia. It's 20 or 30 minutes. You're trading a mole for a scar. Doesn't have to be a plastic surgeon. It can be even a family doctor, yes, if you don't care about the cosmetic result. If you care about the cosmetic result, you get a plastic surgeon. Somewhere in between is a dermatologist. But the important thing is get the thing off your body and make sure that your doctor sends it to a pathologist. They look at it under the microscope. You know, just don't even think twice about it. I'm sorry, I'm a surgeon, so you know that's my attitude. But the truth is, it should not hurt at all, and the risks are enormously low. So that's first of all. Now, the study that you're talking about, Mike, it's interesting. They took 20 or so people with 23 moles, so it's not a huge study. And they split the mole in half, not you know just they drew a line in the mole, and half of the mole either had a sunscreen put on, or it had tape that you could not see through. So what's called a physical barrier, just basically something that no light could go through. And then they irradiated the mole. This is a pretty cool study because, you know, the Institutional Review Board probably had to think very carefully about this study.
Hold on. They actually stimulated the mole trying to get it to be cancerous by irradiating it?
Well, wait. They irradiated it with UV light. Okay, not radiation, sorry. But it's called, I mean, it's radiation, but
right,
it's ultraviolet light.
It's essentially trying to stimulate it to be cancerous.
Yes, and then they took it off. They took it off 7 days, 1 week after they exposed it to ultraviolet light. So they excised it. It's a very interesting study, you know, because it really is. It's a well-controlled study. It's a study that looked at the difference between simply blocking light completely, the ultraviolet light, with a physical blocker, like you might wear. They have clothing that has an SPF to it, right? Because it has very tight weave and doesn't allow ultraviolet light. So that simulates this in the study. And then they used a sunscreen. So here's what they found, Mike. No question, the sunscreen both helped. They compared to the controls, which were ones that didn't have anything, any blockage of light. They both helped. But if you use the sunscreen, it was not as effective as the physical blocker. And they looked at certain things which are boring. I don't want to bore everybody out there, but they're pathologic changes in the mole that are visible, things that are sometimes a little worrisome when you see under the microscope, which after being irradiated with UV light, they had some of those. So the bottom line is use sunscreen, but if you have a history, and this is the conclusion here, if you have a history of melanoma in your family, or if you have a history of melanoma in yourself or atypical moles, then boy, you really have to think very carefully about not even going out in the sun with sunscreen, just wearing protective clothing, because that is that physical blocker. So I really like this study.
Wait a second. Arthur, the protective clothing isn't thick enough. Well, we'll have to discuss that later. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Oops. You know what? I got the tip. So, Arthur, let me just do one more second on what you said, since I got my timing off. Arthur, is the physical clothing isn't thick enough, is it? I thought it was only like an SPF 7.
It can be.
So don't you have to have a piece of tape or something?
You have such a good memory. No. There are lines of clothing, Mike. You can get these in travel stores and online. If you go to UV protective clothing on the internet, you can find hats. Hats are the biggest sellers of this, but also shirts and pants that have the equivalent of an infinite, SPF, because they let zero ultraviolet light through, unlike all sunscreens, which let some through.
Let's do a tip of the day right now. So infinite thickness in your SPF, that's one good thing to make you happy. But not everyone's happy or grows up in a cheerful surroundings. But here's how to build deep down feelings of happiness. Go with the flow. Lose yourself in an absorbing experience. Doing things you love. This could be spending more time with your family, walking in the woods, playing a sport, doing art projects. For me, actually, it's listening to Arthur and Gary Ginsberg on this radio show so I get to learn more. It could be playing with a pet or working at a job you love. Value and be good to yourself. Tap your inner strengths. For example, if you're great with numbers, help a volunteer group keep its books. You get a big happiness booster, a more meaningful life, and appreciate what is. Take time to relish the pleasures around you. Vine-ripe tomatoes at a farm market. Great music like your favorite high school hits on the radio. A kid's hug. Let others know when you appreciate them, too. Gratitude multiplies happiness. The real age benefit of gratitude, happiness, and all the other things in stress relief, at least 8 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Now, Sonar, you've done great engineering and corrected me. How much time do I have left? I still think I have 60 seconds. So I'm going to try and squeeze in another tip. And this is from the National Academy of Sports Medicine, how to improve your squat form. The key in improving your squat form, that is, and it really does build a great core, is to make sure your hips hinge properly. When squatting, you want to make sure you bend at the ankles, knees, and hips, sitting like a chair. Make sure your toes are in front of, that is farther out than your knees. You don't want your knees to cover your toes. This will help load your gluteals more effectively, which is one of the prime movers of your building strength during a squat. And that's the Real Age, second Real Age, bonus Real Age tip of the week. We'll be right back next week. We hope you are. You can always find us on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and you can put us on the pulse. Thanks for listening. Thanks for great engineering, Sonar.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.